Welcome to episode 124 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we start to wrap up Natural Wonders Week by looking at the Great Barrier Reef. Australia is well known for her waters. The country is actually home to almost one-fifth of all the world's reefs, thanks largely to the Great Barrier Reef. The 133,000 square mile reef system is found off the northeast coast of the country. It is, in my humble opinion, easily one of the most beautiful natural wonders that we've talked about. The vibrantly colored corals cultivate a collage of aquatic life. Some 10,000 different species of living things call the reef's home, from corals to sea snakes to dolphins to the knobby seahorse. The reefs are also home to a sizable population of dugong. They probably are relocated there when they got picked on in middle school for having such a ridiculous name. While the reef is incredibly beautiful, its size and the simple fact that water doesn't tend to pay attention to the boundaries we humans like to throw up means that the reef is incredibly difficult to maintain. Besides water pollution, the shifting seas have brought a species called the crown of thorns starfish to the reef. They sound as nasty as their biblical predecessor. They look kinda like the tarantulas of the deep, covered from head to toe, well, if starfish had a head, with spines. These spines pack enough venom to be pretty dangerous to humans, causing a delightful combination of swelling, pain, and puking. They also happen to feed on coral. There have been a few outbreaks in the barrier reef that have taken out over 50% of the coral in whole swaths of this wonder. It doesn't help that their spiny skin scares off most potential predators. The population of crown of thorn starfish has been on the rise for the past few decades, and combined with water pollution and dangers like overfishing, the Great Barrier Reef's fragile ecosystem is in danger of vanishing altogether, robbing future generations of this natural masterpiece. Thanks for tuning in to episode 124 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Don't forget to review the show on Zune, iTunes, or wherever you download it from. And make sure you come back tomorrow when we look at our final wonder of the world, the Aurora Borealis.